Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us when we come back right after this.
Two Superior Livestock Auction sales to tell you about this week. The Superior Select Replacement Female Sale happens Thursday, November 20th, 1 p.m. Central Time, 4,770 head to sell. Then on Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com, we'll have 17,500 head to sell, 4,900 yearling steers, 1,350 yearling heifers, 7,500 wean calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Or call them 800-422-2117.
Make your holidays happy and healthy by eating smaller servings of your tasty favorites at your holiday dinner. And be sure to fill half your plate with fruits and veggies, too. Harvest more healthy tips at ShapeYourFutureOK.com. Falling, too. Bag some physical activity this fall by raking leaves. If the weather outside is frightful, walking around the mall is a delightful way to get 30 minutes of activity. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. Tom, let's talk about these livestock futures, and really they were kind of all over the place yesterday.
Yes, they were, Dave. We saw trading that just found it very difficult to find direction. By the end of the day, we were mixed even on the close. We saw more new all-time record highs, although made for the February, April, and June live cattle contracts. And trading news-wise yesterday, you could call it non-eventful for the cattle complex. Now, choice box beef was up 2 cents. Select boxes were up $1.23, a movement of only 88 loads. Cattle kill estimated 112,000 head. Cash feeder index turned around yesterday and was 90 cents higher. The lean hog future saw triple-digit losses yesterday. Import cutouts were also lower. Just a reminder, 2 o'clock Friday afternoon, cattle on feed and cold storage report will be released. December cattle yesterday were 17 cents lower on the close. JN feeders down 20, and February lean hogs were a buck and a half lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures yesterday, well, it's pretty simple. It's lower across the board yesterday.
It's exactly right, Dave. We saw soybeans and soybean meal close negative, giving back those gains they made back on Monday. The wheat and the corn also saw lower trade and negative closes. And for the first time in 12 years, it looks like we're going to see French feed wheat make it into the U.S. Now, trading overnight has been negative as most of the wheat, corn, and soybean contracts have made new lows for the week and done at moderate volume. There is very little fresh news out there to really discuss today in our grain and soy complexes. December KC wheat currently down 3 1/4. December corn down 2 1/4. Jan beans down 8.5 cents. March cotton is unchanged. January crude oil 22 cents higher. The December dollar index is 8 cents higher, and December Dow Jones futures 19 points lower.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning, and to visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.